Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. We're alive.
Hello.
You know what I
reporting
think?
Reporting from Brooke's bed.
Yeah.
She looks so cozy.
I am cozy. I'm super cozy, and I'm going to be even more cozy because guess what gets here tomorrow?
Your mattress cover.
No, feather bed.
Oh, well, yeah, that thing.
Oh, a mattress cover is the thing that protects your mattress.
So for the listeners, Brooke and I went on an amazing long weekend retreat together. My cat is hollering in the background, if you hear him. And the resort mattresses were just like sleeping on angel pillows. They were amazing. And they had mattresses. What did you just call it?
They're feather beds.
Feather beds. Something that you put on top of your mattress that makes it like extra comfy.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at it too. As soon as I sat in that bed, I was like, what is this? And then I go visit Brooke in her room next door and she's like already buying it.
Listen, one thing about me is I'm gonna have a layered bed my entire life. I love having a soft plushy bed. Remember 2 summers ago when I was going through that hell? Or was it 3 summers ago? Maybe it was 2 or 3 summers ago. It might be on the podcast. I'm not sure. But there was a moment in time where my ex broke our full-size bed frame. So then I ordered what I thought was a full-size bed frame. I had accidentally ordered a queen. So then we had to get a queen mattress. And then when we got the queen mattress, we had to get a new topper. And finding the same kind of topper was the hardest thing that I have ever done in my life. I think I ordered like 6, 7, 8 and returned all of them. I had one that was like 6 inches thick and it was like, it was insane. You never got to smell it, but it was lavender scented. It was purple and lavender scented. And when you lay on your bed, you would just be like enveloped in the scent of lavender, which wasn't bad, but like it was so thick that you would wake up with the most achy back ever. Like it was so, I think it was probably made for somebody who is like maybe a few hundred pounds heavier than me, who needs that type of like support. But like, oh my God, that was like, it was hell. And then finally I found the topper that I needed. It's a latex topper. And now I'm going to put a feather bed on top of it. And I don't want to ever in my life hear any slander against any feather beds or down alternative beds, whatever. Baffled feathered beds, baffled down alternative beds, whatever. I won't hear any slander because it's going to be amazing. And you're going to flop in this bed and you're just going to have the rest of your life.
I'm so excited. I also recently bought, is Featherbed the brand?
No.
Is that, oh, that's just the item.
Yeah. It's just like the type of thing it is. It's just a topper for your mattress.
I also recently bought one like a couple weeks ago and I love it. It's awesome. It's not, it's definitely not up to par with the resort one that we just slept in, but my mattress is already awesome. It's so cozy and squishy. It's the perfect amount of squish to where you don't wake up with an achy back.
Yeah. I don't like to sink into the bed. That's just not good sleep hygiene.
Yeah. But, we had an amazing time. We went to Orlando. And we stayed at the Ritz-Carlton Resort. And that was the like nicest, like best service probably I've ever gotten from a hotel.
Oh my God. Everything was, yes, Miss Monroe. Thank you, Miss Monroe. I was like, damn, this is how the 1% lives.
The only hiccup was you guys not getting your food for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
With room service.
Yeah, that really sucked. I still don't understand why nobody knocked or called me.
I know.
I gave Brooke them my phone number.
Brooke had the do not disturb sign or on her door handle. And so they brought up her food and just left. They're like, oh, and took it away.
Like, don't you think that most people ordering at that time of night would have their do not disturb up and you would know to like knock or call or something?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was anything out of the ordinary.
So our first night or our second night? I guess it was Saturday night. Was probably like one of my most favorite days this year. And it was when we went, excuse me, it was when we went on our little evening walk. And I was just having the best time. First of all, we saw an alligator in real life. And everybody listening to this episode in Florida right now is like, yeah, big whoop. But I've never seen an alligator in person. And okay, granted, I also, you know, I was a little buzzed, I was a little tipsy, but we were walking around and I felt like, this is going to sound bad, but I don't mean it in a bad way. I kind of felt like I was in a Black Mirror episode. It was very like Uncanny Valley feeling because it was like this super nice manicured resort and not a soul was out. We were the only people walking and it was like there wasn't a blade of grass out of place, right? And everything just almost looked like, for a moment on that walk, I felt like I was in a movie set. I was like, this is a set and you can't tell me otherwise. I am a sim in somebody's video game. What's going on? Everything is too perfect. Everything is so perfect that it's uncanny. And it felt really weird and really cool at the same time. And I just loved that we had like this evening walk to ourselves. There was not anybody else out there. And there was just something very fun and creepy and inspiring and awesome about that walk all at the same time. But you know me, I love my hot girl walks. And that walk that evening was like one of my favorite days of the year so far.
I think that probably the reason nobody was out is because it was like literally 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but it's a resort. Like people are on vacation.
Yeah, but like you have to think about the demographic here. These are older people with like a lot of money. They're not, you know, they're not walking around gallivanting like children like we were. They're in their rooms like old as shit, been in bed for like 5 hours already. Of course, we had the resort ourselves.
It was awesome. And I barely spent any time in the room. We were pretty much lounging by the pool 24/7 on that weekend. And it was amazing.
It was super nice. It was amazing. And now we're like slowly coming back to reality, which is like, you know, our jobs and whatnot. I don't, you know, I'm not, I didn't, I don't come back from vacation now feeling like, oh my God, I gotta return to my shitty life. Like, I don't feel like that at all. So like, I still feel pretty great. I'm nice and tan.
Yeah.
No bad feelings here.
I had a great time I'm not someone anymore who hates returning home to their normal life. I definitely have been that person before, but no, that was also a vacation where I actually felt like I was on vacation, because a lot of vacations end up becoming exhausting and you like come back from your vacation and need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah.
And this felt like a vacation. It was awesome.
Yeah. I definitely did not feel like I needed, I didn't feel like I needed a vacation from the vacation. But when we got back, I slept for a whole 12 hours because we got back at 5:30 in the morning after driving 12 hours.
Oh, yes, you drove.
We drove, guys, because we made a pit stop in Anna Maria Island and stayed for two nights. Well, it was going to be two nights, but it ended up being one night because the hurricane was going to hit and we had to literally evacuate with the locals on the island before the storm got crazy. And honestly, like, dude, my heart goes out to anybody listening who's in Florida or like any area that is affected by this hurricane, because like the only hurricane that I really remember as a kid was Katrina, and that was like so devastating. And I know that it was like probably 10 times worse than like even what damage has been done so far. But I think it just kind of hits a little bit different because of the fact that like I came home and like in the 12 hours we'd been gone, this beautiful island that we had just been like getting, you know, shells from the sand and like these white sand beaches, clear water, it's just totally wrecked. And the like all of the vacation rentals on the street we were on just like all empty, look like a ghost town on the news. It's just so sad. And I'm like, you know, I know that people choose, like, well, a lot of people in that area choose to live there, so they're used to this type of like yearly seasonal hurricane type of damage. But bro, I could not live somewhere knowing that there's a potential each year that I'm gonna have to evacuate and maybe not come back to my stuff, my home. Like, yeah. What the hell? One of my coworkers lives in Florida, and she literally had to leave her home. And she was like, yeah, like, I know that I'm going to come back. The whole house is going to be, like, flooded. And we just bought it this year. And I was like, bro, how are you calm about this?
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially just, like, the potential to have to rebuild every year. Also, I heard, kind of recently, that there are a lot of home insurance companies that have moved out of Florida and they won't insure people in Florida anymore.
Yeah, go figure. That shit must suck. Having to pay out every year because people's like roofs get ripped off and...
Yeah, they're probably losing money.
Yeah.
But also, there's like not enough... I don't know if there's going to be enough... Is that even a thing? Enough insurance companies to insure people? Like, is that even a thing?
I don't know how it works. I was going to say, is there going to be enough money? Can't we just print more?
Can't we just print more? I will die on that hill that we can print more money. And the finance bros can debate with me all they want.
I still just think money comes, money goes. We can print more, whatever. You say that in front of a finance bro and they get so upset. They're just like, no, you don't understand.
Mansplaining loading.
Mansplaining while saying nothing of value.
But, so, you know, we had this like awesome vacation together, and that was great. And Brooke and I also have both recently been, you know, doing some like cosmetic-y things that both of us have been thinking about for a couple years. And your bitches are toxed up. We went and got toxed up. And Brooke texts me a while ago and she was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do it. I'm going to go get Botox for the first time. And I have been telling Dakota all year round, this is going to be the year I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hadn't. And Brooke texted me and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm doing it too. So, you know what? We're kind of living it up this year, if I do say so myself. You know, just a lot of manifestations are coming to life. The seeds we've been planting are growing, or whatever the fuck that saying is.
I don't even know what phrase you're trying to go
through. We're sowing, we're reaping the seeds of our...
Girl, move on.
I don't know.
Just give it up.
Whatever, you guys know what I'm trying to say. Okay, so something really cool that I just did for manifestation is a little fun technique I showed Brooke, but and it is visual, so I'm going to describe it in the best way that I can since you guys can't see what I'm looking at here. But I feel like I have reached a point in my manifestations where I need to be getting extremely detailed. Like, I can't just be asking the universe. You know, 3 years ago, my manifestations were like, I want a job that I don't hate every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just things like that. And at the time, I'm like, I want my own apartment, all these things. And then now you get them, you get your manifestations, they're coming to fruition. And there's always things we want to be manifesting, but like, what if you want to continue to deepen your manifestation on something you've already manifested, right? Like, does that make sense? Yeah. So, you know, I'm doing work now that I enjoy and that I love, and I don't hate my job, but also I want to get like extremely detailed. And I read a book recently, and I told Brooke about this quote before we started recording, so she's just going to have to hear it again. But the quote was like, if you can't describe a destination, you are not going to get there. If you can't tell me what your destination is exactly with words, you will not get there. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get there. If you don't even know what it looks like, if you can't describe it, how are you going to get there? You're not. And that made a lot of sense to me. So I went into my Google Calendar. So there was no like fancy app that I paid for or whatever. I went into my Google Calendar and I made a new calendar and called it like Dream Life Schedule. Because now I'm at a point where I'm trying to manifest what I'm doing by the hour every day, which sounds a little neurotic. And I might agree with you, but it's fine. I like it. And because I have a vision of like how I want to spend my day, right? So I'm not like, I'm doing the things I want to do. I'm doing work I want to do. I'm moving my body on a regular basis. I'm doing all these things, but I want to feel a little more structured. I want things to happen in a certain time frame too. So like, let's say you're working a job from like, I don't know, 1 to 5. That's a really weird number. But what if you want to work from 10 to 2 or whatever it is? Like even just little specifics. So I went in to my Google Calendar, went to the next week, which right now, next week starts Sunday, September 3rd, Monday, September 4th, is when we are recording this. And I unchecked all of my other calendars because I didn't want to see fuck shit about what's on my calendar for next week in my real life currently. And I just have checked to show my dream life schedule. And I detailed that shit out. I have my whole week planned out. It's time blocked from the moment I wake up till the moment I go to bed. Everything I want to do, the order I want to do it in, how long I want to be doing it, where I want to be doing it. It's detailed. I'm talking like, you know, I want to wake up. I want to have a morning routine. I want to go on a morning walk from this time to this time. I want to do yoga. I want to, you know, go to a cafe and work remotely. I want to go to the farmer's market on a Friday morning. exactly when I want to move my body, go to the gym, when I want to go to like a workout class, when time for me to like read a book or learn something new. I'm currently taking a class to earn a cool certification, so I'm doing that right now. But, you know, like scheduling in me time and self-care and chores around the house. And I scheduled Netflix. Netflix is on my schedule, okay? And should we like take a screenshot of this and post it somewhere? I don't know. And I realized while I was making this, I was like, I already do a lot of these, which is really awesome. I don't do them in the exact order that ideally I would like to do them, but that's an easy fucking fix. And yeah, I was just looking at this, and because sometimes our like dream life or our dream schedule and what we do every day seems very elusive and very like, oh, it exists somewhere, but I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I know what it feels like or whatever. Well, plan that shit out, because now I'm looking at it, it's right here in front of my face. And I'm like, oh, that's totally attainable.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do this. I know how to make that work. I know how to make this happen. I know how to make this my life. And sometimes I think it comes time after we've been like manifesting, and we've talked about it a lot on the podcast, and they tend to be like bigger scale, bigger picture manifestations. But I feel like I don't hear a ton about getting into the nitty gritty. Okay. You can put on here what color socks you want to wear on Tuesday. The littlest, nittiest, grittiest shit. And I kind of had this thought come to me when I was walking from the train into the office for my part-time job. And I see this girl. We just must have the same schedule most mornings, because I'm usually passing her, and she is always walking out of this fucking adorable like boutique little coffee shop thing, and tons of young people our age are always in there working remotely. It's super cute, and she's always walking out of there with a nice coffee with her laptop in her hand. She's wearing this like cute little outfit, and I was like, where are you going? What's your day to day? Like,
what is your selling?
Where are you going? Like, I want to know. You always have, you know, your iced coffee, and I go to the office and I make my iced coffee. So like, that's like my routine and my schedule, but I'm like very curious, like, what is your routine? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And it just made me think about, oh, I would like to visually see what my ideal daily routine would look like, because then I can show up as her. Then I can do the things I need to do to get that daily routine and realize that I'm already living most of it. You know, it's just in a different order, but I am doing all of this, most of this already, which is awesome. And it just makes it seem very attainable. And it's like fun to do, because sometimes taking action on your manifestations is really hard. Like, it's awesome if you're a daydreamer. I can daydream all day thinking about the future and things I want to have and places I want to go, people I want to meet, things I want to do, all that stuff. The hard part for me is like, and probably most people, is like taking actions, you know, putting your feet on the ground and running towards it. And this was a fun exercise, because I got to sit and just think, oh, what would I want to do tomorrow morning? What would I want to do tomorrow morning? Like, literally, if nothing else, if nothing fucking mattered, if money didn't matter, if nothing holding me back mattered. And it was a very fun exercise, but it was very educational. I learned a lot about, and I can see like, you know, I can see what obviously means the most to me and what I prioritize, because it's what shows up on my schedule the most. And you can go all crazy if you want and color code it and stuff like that. But so now it's on my calendar. I can uncheck it, because if I have all of my calendars checked, like as in I can see them all, I will go.
Holy shit, that's a mess.
I will go into sensory overload. But, you know, when there's just times that I'm like reminding myself of where I'm going, it's really awesome to see. It's awesome to have. And how can you get to, how could I get to this if I didn't know what it looked like? How am I supposed to get my detailed dream daily life, the schedule of when I wake up to when I fall asleep, if I didn't know what it looked like? So I made it, I physically put it on something. I put it on a calendar. And it's like, you know, it's like that technique of writing down things. If you're manifesting something, you write it down or you say it out loud. And this to me is just like an advanced step of manifestation. Like just the whole, I mean, Brooke has seen it. And if we post it somewhere, we do. If we don't, we don't. But it's time blocked the whole week.
She got that shit marked down to the hour.
Down to the hour. I'm not joking. And is it delusional? No.
No.
Maybe, but it's not. And if your dream schedule is delusional, do it anyway. Do it anyway. Just do it. It's fun. Purely for the fact that it was fun to do. I enjoyed it. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of an interesting to bring up was like, okay, what happens when you get the things that you wanted from your manifestation, but you still feel like there's like, we're always going to feel like we're working on something. But when you get a manifestation, you have it and you still feel like you like need to manifest something else or you need to refine it, or it's like you're like halfway in, you know, you got your toes dipped in. You're like, oh, yes, I have it. I see it. I feel it. I touch it. I see it.
Affirmation? I don't know. Marrying a word.
Yeah. Like, what is it missing? It needs a little refining. That's all. So detail that shit out.
I'm going to have to do it, but I think I'm definitely going to make mine color-coded because I get, like, a really sick thrill out of color-coding. It's why I like Trello so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to make, like me time is going to be like yellow, and then work time will be like purpley pink. Reading time is going to be blue. Minky time is going to be green.
This is my normal.
Bitch, that's a lot of colors.
This is my normal schedule and it's color coded.
Girl.
Oops. I think I just turned off my monitor. Cool. You can still hear me though. My normal day-to-day schedule is color-coded. I didn't color-code this one. I just put it all in one, but it was a fun exercise. I love that shit.
It would be really nice to have, like, multiple times during the week that we were both able to set aside to work on the podcast. It is getting increasingly more difficult to have the energy to sit and do this. And it makes me sad because I love this podcast and I haven't lost interest in it by any means. And I don't feel like you have either at all. We're just so fucking busy.
Well, we're figuring it out. You know, we manifested all these things that we talked about on the podcast in 2020 and 2021.
Mm-hmm.
When we had loads of fucking time, nothing but time.
Yep.
And so it's like a good thing in a way, because it like the shit we were doing was working, like our the shit worked. And
for sure.
Yeah. And so now it's just figuring out a balance and and then in the schedule I made, you know, I put like pod with Brooke on there because that is part of the weekly schedule. It just is what it is. That's my dream life. So I put it on there. And I just thought that was a cool exercise that I would share because I had fun doing it. And I thought it was educational because it just showed me, it made what I want more concrete. It exists now. Before it existed in my head, and things were floating around. And I was like, oh, I would love to do this. I don't know on what day, but this would be cool and that would be cool. It's concrete. It exists now somewhere, and I have something to work towards, because how are you going to get to your destination if you don't know what it looks like?
And that's on period.
Period.
You're just going to drive around aimlessly if you don't put in a where you going on your maps.
Yeah. And, you know, driving around aimlessly isn't always bad. I've done that before.
But you're going to run out of gas eventually.
Eventually, you're going to run out.
I can go all night with this analogy.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm probably, like, overly hyped for people putting in shit in their Google Calendar, pretending it's their life. But I'm telling you, it's fun. Just do it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, you know where we can put screenshots of our little dream life calendars?
In the Cosmic Coven group.
In the Cosmic Coven. Yeah, let's start a thread. Let's start a little chat where we can post mine.
Yes.
And then you guys can do it. Fun little group exercise, you guys. you do it. Take a screenshot and post it in there, because I wanna fucking see. I want to see all of your dream life schedules. And you don't have to put in as much effort as I did if you don't want to. I went a little ham. I went all out. But I was having fun, so it is what it is.
That is exactly what I'm going to do, is make it on my computer, because I just like making, like, I like the time blocking aspect on a computer versus on my phone, because I can see everything.
Yeah, oh, same.
I mean, our boss is totally if I can't do it on my phone, I don't want to do it type of person, and I'm the opposite. If I can only do it on my phone, I don't want to do it.
Oh, no, no. I want the ability to do it on my phone for emergencies, but I don't want to do it on my phone.
Yeah, exactly. For emergencies only. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize you could make it like you can put new calendar.
Yeah. You just hit the little plus button.
I just called it Dream Life Calendar.
Yeah. Okay, why is my... Did I hit a button on my second screen? What's going on?
Did you break your shit?
I don't know, man. Who knows? But, so yeah, I think we can do that. And then head over to the Cosmic Coven and join if you're not already a part of it. And I want to see your... I literally want to see your dream life calendar. I don't care how fucking crazy. And you know what? On the flip side of it being fucking crazy, it could be crazy or it could be simple as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dream life could be zenning out all day long, like chilling. And that's perfectly fine. I want to see it.
I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree. I want to see them. I think this is going to be really cute. I hope that you guys put them in the Cosmic Coven group, which is on Facebook. If you can't find it, it's the link down below in the description of this episode. But what should the Osara egg be?
Oh, well, maybe it should be the little calendar.
Calendar emoji. Go comment it on the brand new graphic on our Instagram profile. Yeah. I don't know why, but I just feel like we always start the episode singing and we end it singing. You look crazy. And I feel like for me anyways, it's a nervous habit. Like, I think even after 4 years of this freaking podcast, I still get a little nervous starting each episode. And I feel like I have to sing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
It's like an icebreaker.
Kinda, yeah. It's a little icebreaker. It makes me feel safe.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, darlings. We will talk to you on the next one. Please go and show us your dream calendars. We want to see them. Please. I need some inspo.
Bye.
Bye.